know, people had just completely forgotten about. And they had a packing house at, I think it's Isleta. I've forgotten what that road is. It's the road that goes by the mission in Isleta. Mm-hmm. And it goes across Alameda and goes all the way to North Loop. But it crosses the tracks somewhere along the way. And you probably wouldn't remember. But there was a big packing house there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were five big pear orchard owners.
Huh.
And they shipped pears all over the United States. And in fact, it was one of the main pear shipping sites.
Yeah.
And but they had and they had people working there all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
And are you interested in
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I heard from other people that we used to have pears. That was one of our crops, and then
uh-huh.
it got too expensive to produce pears, or it was less expensive to produce other crops.
Right.
Then and you got more money for other crops.
Cotton
so.
came in then.
Yeah.
And so but I don't think Daddy ever tried to raise cotton because, well, he didn't. I think you really needed more land
uh-huh.
for cotton, and he really wasn't. He had a business anyway, you know. So it was really hard for him to switch.
Oh yeah, he had a lot going on.
He really did. He was a very industrious person, and I'm trying to think then, and that was about the time we were growing up then, and we lived in our old house, and our old house was interesting
uh-huh.
because it had been a saloon on one of the trails.
Huh.
Let me ask. Honey? I forgot. It isn't the...
You want to go ask him?
Yes. Have you met my... You haven't met my husband, John Green?
It's a safe place.
Hi.
Hello, nice knowing
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
But it was on the... It had been a saloon.
Uh-huh.
On the Butterfield Trail when my father bought it.
Yeah.
And he and his brother had bought, as I think I told you, had bought that property and then they put the orchards in.
Mm-hmm.
But the two of them bought all that property and had this house which later became our home, but at the time it was a saloon.
Did it have any of the old saloon, like,
I don't think so, because
like
by the time...
A bar or anything?
I don't think so, because by the time we moved into it, they had completely, you know, torn out some of it and added to it. Oh, it was a lovely home.
Yeah, they must have added the inside of the saloon.
Mm-hmm. And we had a huge front porch. And we used to have parties out there, and
mm-hmm.
we had such a good time. And but it was really a nice home. And all the time I was growing up, as I was telling my husband, we had visitors coming from El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, people... You know, you had the lower valley. The upper valley wasn't as well. Well, I don't know. We didn't know too much about it because I don't think that many people lived in the upper valley then.
Yeah.
Most of the people lived in the lower valley.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, you could see these strings of cars coming to the lower valley because, you know, they didn't have the trees and the green trees and the orchards.
Yeah.
So they'd come down to on Sunday to see the orchards and, you know, for a nice Sunday ride. People
mm-hmm.
used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anything to keep them entertained, like they do now with television and all the other things.
So your farm was a real attraction.
Yeah, right. And people used to come, you know, and they'd drive by our place. Of course, it was off the highway, so, but they seemed to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And my father one time, I thought this was really funny. We had, we lived, it was about as far, maybe about a good city block from our orchard.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a field out there, and sometimes we'd have it planted, and most of the time we had it planted in alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daddy would, you know, have somebody come in and cut it and bale it, and we'd sell it. But, so we had that lot in between our house and the orchard. But I remember one time, Daddy saw a car up at our orchard,